Education agents warn that foreign students are not queuing up to return to New Zealand. They say this country's handling of the pandemic is not the draw card the government had expected, and changes to post-study work rights will hit the Indian market especially hard. International education was this country's fourth biggest export earner with $5 billion a year, but pandemic border restrictions have smashed enrolments. Here's education correspondent John Gerritsen.
New Zealand used to attract more than 100,000 foreign students a year, but now there's fewer than 12,000 left in the country. A freeze on study visa applications ends on July the 31st, but education agents say changes that limit the right to work here will dampen enthusiasm. Immigration and education agent Aruna Madingra says students' attitude to this country has changed since before the pandemic.
You know, previously we would see people jump straight away. Yeah, New Zealand, let's get there, you know, because this is great. We know our friends have gone. We're not seeing that kind of enthusiasm at this stage. People that want to come here will definitely come here, but it's not for everybody now. These policies have definitely cut that sort of chunk that we were normally catering to, and they'll probably be looking at other countries.
She says many courses that used to attract Indian and Chinese students no longer grant the right to work after graduation.
We're definitely going to see a drop. And then when they realise that, you know, oh my God, we've actually lost quite a lot of the revenue, we might see rejigging of some of those policies to increase those numbers. It's always happened in the past. It always goes up and it comes down.
Immigration lawyer Alistair McClymont agrees the government's changes could slash enrolments from India and China.
The general feeling is that the export education industry is going to take a massive hit. There's going to be dramatically reduced numbers of international students coming to New Zealand, and particularly from the traditional markets of India and China, where the perception seems to be that Indian and Chinese students in particular are no longer welcome here in New Zealand.
Bridget Egan runs Global Students, which works with students heading to secondary schools and universities. She says some have held out for New Zealand, but most have chosen to go somewhere else.
We don't really have people queuing up. We have people that have asked about New Zealand, sort of, and we've been promoting New Zealand over the last few years during the border closure. But in terms of lining up, a lot of people that have asked about New Zealand over the last few years have then gone on to study elsewhere. In particular, Canada and the UK have been quite popular destinations.
The government has said its handling of the pandemic will help attract students. Bridget Egan has seen no evidence of that.
We haven't heard that from students. If anything, we've had students really annoyed that there hasn't been a lot of signalling around when they'll be able to travel to New Zealand. I know last year I posted something on Facebook saying, you know, this is great news, you know, the border's going to be opening, and I just got a lot of feedback from students saying, well, actually not great news, I've postponed my master degree, you know, three times now, and there's still no indication when I'll actually be able to travel to New Zealand.
Birgit Neumann from Study Nelson brings young people from Europe to study in secondary schools. She says it has some students lined up because the company kept working through the pandemic, but many agents couldn't do that.
The difficulty is that New Zealand has fallen off the radar to a degree, and there has been a little bit of loss of trust, really, in some ways, that we don't quite know whether the border won't be shutting again. Those are kind of comments that I'm hearing.
Birgit Neumann says some schools no longer have the staff they need to recruit students from other countries.